Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. A few years ago, I received an email from Sherry Robinson, who lives in Spokane Valley, Washington. She evidently felt interested enough in the topic of retirement to share some of her thoughts. It's definitely worth sharing. Hi, Dal. I was just listening to your talk about being fit while weeding my front flower bed. I agree with the wisdom of life, but most retirees aren't fit for the last part of life. The epidemic of type 2 diabetes is caused by lack of exercise and overeating. I know a doctor that said exercise is the best medicine, then he wished he could bottle it. We need to be physically fit to play with our grandchildren, work in the yard, clean the house, clean up after a pet. We need to be physically fit to continue to have sex life, enjoy the activities we didn't have time for when we worked, like hiking, cycling, and swimming. We need to be physically fit to not be limited when we travel because we can't carry or lift a suitcase, walk through museums, cook challenging and healthy meals, or try a trip on a sailboat overnight. We need to be physically fit to save money on medication. Unless we have genetic problems, most seniors don't need to take blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medication, diabetic medication, and heart medication. If they exercise, keep a healthy weight, and watch their diet. My husband and I just got back from a trip to Costa Rica. We're both tall. We spend extra money and get the economy plus seats so we have extra legroom. We also got the new TSA travel to check out lines that were easier. For $85 for 5 years, travel made easier and pleasant. We were the oldest couple on our tour. We used G Adventures out of Canada, which uses only local small hotels, restaurants, guides, and public transportation when possible. We hauled our backpacks onto buses, boats, down a gravel-covered hill with just a rough path to a boat and up 3 flights of stairs. Our group of 8 was often the only tourists staying at the hotel. We didn't have the herding experience of being on a bus with 40 people, stopping at places that could only house 40 people. We did zip lining, hiking, and kayaking, like the 20-somethings. I'm also listening to your podcast about food. I was a former sales representative, and we ate all the time. Portion sizes in restaurants have doubled the past 20 years. It's no wonder people gain weight eating out. Strategies to not gain include split an entree, or salad if it's huge, or just order a salad or appetizer and salad and soup. Eat everything, just half, and put it in a box or leave it on the plate. This is the hardest to do with growing up under the old clean your plate doctrine. Chew and then talk. Eat slower. Don't eat the rolls bread. And ask for veggies instead of the potato. Meat serving should be the size of your fist, 4 ounces. Drink a glass of water before a glass of wine or beer. I'm currently learning French for our trip to Provence next spring. Learning a third language as an adult is very hard. I learned Spanish growing up, so French is my third, and it's hard to make the sounds because of my soft palate. It has hardened. A recent study showed that new parts of the brain work with language or playing an instrument. I am learning to play the piano as well. I am almost through my daughter's second grade music book. Keep up the podcast. I'd better go out and spread bark with my husband for a few hours. Sherry Robinson, Spokane Valley. I'd like to thank Sherry for sharing her discoveries concerning retirement with us. She's obviously given her retirement life careful thought and is pretty pleased with the result. She's not only thought about it, but she's taken action. That's what this podcast is all about. If you have stories of your retirement experiences, drop me a line. I'll be glad to share it with our listeners or call you and record your own voice stating your own case. This is Retirement Talk.